Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope. Welcome to our final day, day 6, in the guided prayer retreat Journey in Faith. The theme for today is justice and service. May the words of Scripture open your heart to the wisdom found here. The first scripture is Deuteronomy 15, verses 7 to 11. Open your hand to the poor and needy. If there is among you anyone in need, a member of your community, in any of your towns within the land that the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted toward your needy neighbor. You should rather open your hand, willingly lending enough to meet the need, whatever it may be. Be careful that you do not entertain a mean thought, thinking, "The seventh year, the year of remission, is near," and therefore view your needy neighbor with hostility and give nothing. Your neighbor might cry to the Lord against you, and you would incur guilt. Give liberally, and be ungrudging when you do so, for on this account your Lord will bless you in all your work and in all that you undertake. Since there will never cease to be some in need on the earth, I therefore command you, open your hand to the poor and needy neighbor in your land. And the words of Psalm 96, 9 to 13, God will judge the people with equity. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before God all the earth. Say among the nations, "The Lord is King. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for God is coming. For God is coming to judge the earth, and God will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with God's truth." The next scripture is found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 42 to 45. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For if the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And lastly, a letter to the Galatians community, chapter 6, verses 7 to 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not marked, for you reap whatever you sow." Oh, I gotta start again. It's "God is not marked." Mocked. Okay, ready? Hear this reading from the letter to the church in Galatia, chapter 6, verses 7 to 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, especially those of the family of faith." Hear these words of reflection from G. Austin, a member of the Guided Prayer Network. "Last night I was viewing yet another YouTube on the homeless. One family was being evicted from their home by their landlord, and another family was living in a van because their housing fell through, and they could not find another affordable apartment. Both families had nowhere to go, and they'd lost almost all hope. The desperation of these families jogged my memory of a night when I was on police patrol. I attended a call for a broken window and injured person. Joe was an evicted homeless man who needed a place to sleep. He'd come up with a plan to throw a brick through a bank window, get arrested, and have a police cell to sleep in. There's just one problem with Joe's plan. It did not go as he expected. The window was plate glass. The brick bounced back, whacked him on his head, knocked him out, and he needed hospital treatment. Joe spent the night in a hospital bed instead of a police cell. When released from hospital, he went to court, made a plea deal, and because of his past criminal record, the judge, as a humanitarian gesture, gave him 30 days in jail. On hearing the sentence, Joe looked across the court and gave me a beaming smile. It was a very cold winter. The world's justice was given by God to keep order, prevent chaos, and hold people who do wrong accountable, although it cannot stop evil or wrongdoing. My experience is that through power, wealth, greed, and selfishness, our justice system has been corrupted, especially for the poor and disadvantaged. Guardrails keep us safe, but as a people of God, we're called to let go of our privileges and entitlement so that others can experience the fullness of God, the fullness that God longs for all people. The ultimate justice is God's, who will hold us all accountable. The Bible does not avoid the fact that poverty and homelessness will always occur, but teaches us to love our neighbors and to be generous and help others. God sacrificed God's Son so that we may know this life. As God's people, we must be led by the Holy Spirit and do our part, helping financially, physically, and spiritually the poor, the homeless, and the needy to make a difference. Justice, love, and forgiveness go together, and God wants us to love others, seek justice for the weak and vulnerable, and forgive those who have harmed us. I wonder how God calls you to lovingly serve those who are in need. I wonder how you've been able to forgive when you've experienced injustice. Let us pray. Loving God, please provide for and protect those who are lost and last in this world. Help us to seek justice and be kind, loving servants together. Amen. Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.